It's the Silver Edition on Star FM.
Let's go!
It's Star 919 FM, just gone exactly midday. And as I promised you earlier, going to be having a chat to somebody who is doing some incredible and big things worldwide and at such a young age. Joining me on the line right now, I have Giselle. Hello, Giselle. How are you, darling?
Hi, how are you?
Magical. Thank you. All the better for chatting to you. So I believe that you've had a very interesting year and a bit with all kinds of things that you wouldn't normally associate with an 11-year-old. For people who don't know you, Giselle, what are the big things that you are doing and interested in?
So my career started when I was 8 years old. I was a top model flawless. And then I got chosen to go to Dallas, Texas.
Sure.
And at a model and talent convention where I sang, modeled, and did acting.
Jeez.
I did extremely well. Then we met Elsa B, 33andMe, last year when I auditioned for ITS. And then we went to IMTA this year in New York, where I came third for Model of the Year. And we recorded a song with Nate Butler, and it will be released later in the year.
That is so impressive, and at such a young age. You said that it started at 8 for you, but I'm sure growing up, even before I say growing up, you're still growing up. But what were the things that you were interested in? Like, who were you watching, especially for modeling? Like, that's an interesting one to get into. Who was it that introduced you to modeling, or what was it about modeling that interested you?
So I started with the modeling. I think I have two idols. It's Kendall Jenner and Gigi Hadid. Mm-hmm. So I've always just watched their fashion shows and, you know, how they live and their fashion. And I think that's where it all actually started. And with fashion, I just love, you know, showing the people all the clothing and seeing their reactions.
Very cool. And from a like day-to-day life experience, Giselle, is this everything that you're doing, or are you still are you doing homeschooling in between, or are you still going to normal school? Because I imagine with all the flying and the hectic scheduling, it must be difficult to try and juggle, you know, just being an 11-year-old and also this massive career.
Yes, so I do homeschooling. So we do that in the morning. Mm-hmm. And I still get to be a child. I collect dolls and Build-A-Bears, and every chance I get, I buy an American Girl doll or a Build-A-Bear to add to my collection. I also ride motocross and love playing outside.
Motocross?
Yes.
Yo, I am sure your agents and your parents are like, oh, she better not get a scratch on her, because these legs are going to be walking down a runway very soon. No, it sounds like,
yes.
I mean, look, if it's something that you want to do, and also to know what you want to do at such a young age is so great, because there's people in their 20s who still don't know what they want to do with their lives, and it sounds like you know what you want to do. So, I mean, if people are worried about you not being a child, hey, that's fine, that's on them. As long as you are doing something that you enjoy and that you're really passionate about, and you're not feeling pressurized to do it by anyone else. But I don't think that's the case at all. So coming up, you've got some big things. Are you more focusing on the modeling at the moment, or are you also going to try and pursue the acting avenue?
So at the moment, I'm more focused on the modeling. Uh-huh. But when we get the New York Fashion Week out of the way,
yeah,
that I'm very excited for, we are probably going to start focusing on the singing and acting career.
Cool. And I know that you've got a single that you put together with a guy called Nate Butler, who's got a list of accolades as long as my arm. Is this something that you're going to push overseas or in South Africa?
We're going to do both. Okay. Overseas to, okay, international.
And this is just a random question. Do you have brothers and sisters?
No.
Okay.
Only child.
I was going to say, because that must be difficult for your folks to travel with you if they did have other kids here as well. But so parents are able to go with you as you travel and do all these crazy things. Okay, so let's talk future for you, Giselle. In the next 5 years, where do you see yourself?
Probably being a supermodel and a professional actor and singer.
So that would be at 16?
Yes.
Hectic. All right, now let's go 10 years.
The same
thing.
I wanna do this, what I'm doing now, for the rest of my life, because it's just so fun.
Beautiful. And what's also nice is that once you've done it for that long, however long, You can also, like, maybe you'll have your own agency. Maybe you'll be like Elsa B, or maybe you'll start directing, or maybe you'll be coming back to South Africa and finding, you know, the next 11-year-old when you're in your 20s who can then come and do those types of things.
Yes, because I want to be an inspiration to other young girls and teens, and I want to be an inspiration. So that's one of my biggest dreams.
Speaking of being an inspiration, what do you want people to say about you after they've, you know, seen you either performing as an actor or modeling or have listened to one of your songs? What's the kind of thing that you want to leave them with?
The thought of having a dream and following their dreams.
Beautiful. Giselle, I wish you nothing but the best, my darling. I hope that we'll be able to chat again and just touch
Thank
base.
You.
Perhaps maybe when you've got some of your music going or just after New York Fashion Week. Again, congratulations. Take it all in. Post it all over the socials if you're allowed to. Just enjoy it. I think it's a really exciting time.
Thank you so much.
And that's where we'll wrap that up. Giselle is a triple threat. She's a singer, a model, as well as an actor. Originally from Centurion, growing up in Mossel Bay, and now taking on New York Fashion Week. Thanks to the likes of 33andMe, which is run by Elsa B. Verlinden, who was actually on MZ's show, I want to say last month. We need more people who are here to grow our talent and take them out of the country so that, you know, people can recognize the talent that we've got right here in Mzansi. I'll pop this on the podcast. You can check it out on star919fm.co.za. Getting back into your music now.
You're listening to Nicole De Silva on Star FM. 12 to 3 p.m. weekdays.